Happy Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. I hope you did not go to Chick-fil-A and buy any food from them. Apparently, millions of people across the country did go to Chick-fil-A to support the company that denies or wants to deny equal rights to all Americans, gay or straight, by fighting against marriage equality. I was watching the news, and they showed several different Chick-fil-A's across the country where lines were wrapped around the building, and people were all, you know, saying, we support Dan Cathy, we support Chick-fil-A, blah, blah, blah. The interesting thing was in all the video clips, they were all older, mostly older white people. So what does that tell you? I don't know. If you went to Chick-fil-A today to support Chick-fil-A, you should probably unsubscribe to this podcast because we just simply don't have the same belief systems. Anyway, I hope that Chick-fil-A continues to go down the wrong path and people will eventually eventually this will all go away and people who have a conscience will stop supporting them. Anyway, enough about that. Over the weekend, we went to a concert on Friday night. We went to see the National Symphony Orchestra play the music for this, I don't know if it's a movie or a documentary or just a video, called The Planets. And it used lots of footage from the different landings or I don't know what they're called, the explorer things, those little rockets or ships that go out and explore the planets. Anyway, they used a lot of footage of that, and it was really cool. And we enjoyed it. Then on Saturday night, we went to a dinner party and had a lot of fun. There goes my computer telling me I have email. Did you hear that? Anyway, we went to this dinner party, and there were lots of different religions there, and there was a big discussion about religion, and I'm going to save that story for the Arthur and Paul Talk podcast, because I said on that podcast that I would be saving that one for then. Then on Sunday, we went to a couple wineries. We hadn't been out to the wineries in almost a month, and did some catching up in a couple different wineries and bought some wine, more than I should have. But I've also been enjoying a lot of wine lately. So my wine collection is actually below 100 bottles, which is fine. I don't need to keep buying wines. But I didn't have a lot of white wine. So we purchased white wines this weekend, and that brought the white wine count up. I don't know exactly what it is now, but it definitely brought it up. Speaking of counts, I have been watching the Olympics, although I will say that I've had the Olympics on. I haven't been necessarily paying attention to it. It's been on in the background because that's all they're showing, and I kind of like watching it. Anyway, the medal count as of today is 29 medals for the United States, 30 for China. I kind of hope America takes the lead, but China is killing us in gold medals. They have 17, and the United States only has 12. So, we'll see. I think traditionally, though, the United States does not do, is not the winner in the Summer Olympics. I think we excel more in the Winter Olympics. I don't know. I posted on my blog about the show The Newsroom. I don't know if anybody else is watching this, if you have HBO, but I've been watching The Newsroom since it started back in, I guess it was June, and I kind of like it and kind of don't like it. It just depends. The first couple episodes have been on and off. I don't know. I like most of the characters. All the young characters, of course, are cool. Jeff Daniels, yes. But the girl that plays his executive producer, I think her name is Emily Mortimer. I don't like her in the character. I think there should be somebody else playing her character. I don't know who it should be, but I don't really necessarily care for her character. However, I really do like Olivia Munn's character, and I can't think of her name. I think it's Sloane Sabbath or something like that. But Yeah, Sabbath. Sabbath? Anyway, Sloane. I like her character. I've seen Olivia Munn on lots of different shows. It's like she has these short-lived short-lived comedy series on TV. She was one on, I think it was NBC, and I've seen her on a couple other things, and I've always liked her and what I've seen her in, but she's never stayed around long enough. Not that she hasn't stayed around long enough, the shows haven't stayed around long enough. But I really like her character, and on Sunday night's episode, her character finally really shined a bit when she was showing that she knew Japanese, and she was talking about the Fukushima nuclear disaster. Anyway, I did get a comment on the website about it. It was from Dave Faulkner, and he said, I've been watching it too. I wasn't sure if I liked it or not, but it has grown on me. So there are other people out there. I wonder if anybody else is watching The Newsroom. I really do like it. And then lastly, I know this is a short podcast today, but lastly, I have a voicemail from Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon and This Week in Gay. And he is responding to my my discussion about gun control and my, I guess, write-up on the blog about gun control. And I don't know how to respond because I don't know how some people think. I don't understand how people can't see common sense gun laws. That's what I don't understand. Listen to Anthony's voicemail, and you can decide for yourself. Anthony, I still like you too. And you ask on the voicemail about being on your show. Well, unfortunately, Arthur and I are recording on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., so I cannot make your show time, because I think that's when you guys record. So anyway, I don't think I'll be on your show anytime soon. So anyway, thank you, Anthony, for the voicemail. And I do appreciate you calling the voicemail. I get so few of them. And so anyway, listen to Anthony's voicemail, and then after that, that'll be all. So until next time, bye.
Oh, my God, that beep is so loud. Jesus Christ. Hey, Paul, this is Anthony, your favorite crazy person here. I knew you were going to go with that Bill Moyers thing. Bill Moyers, anybody should be allowed to own any type of gun or arsenal or whatever the fuck they want. If I want to go buy a 1974 cannon and put it on my front lawn because it looks nice, I should be able to go buy a 1974 cannon and put it on my front lawn. If I want to go buy an AK-47 and put it above the mantle head, I should be able to go buy an AK-47 and put it above the mantle. You get the drift of it. Is that, it's the idiots. You cannot control crazy. You can't control crazy. Somebody can find another way to do it and kill people. There's always going to be ways to kill people. If we get over this freaking fear of death and realize that death is nothing more than just a transition, then we won't have to worry about if somebody kills you. And then thus, that would take the power away. Because there's this fear of death, that's why people go around killing other people. Because they know they can hurt them. So don't be programmed. You're being programmed by the mass media. Turn off the TV. Let's start listening to conspiracy radio and realize that everything you've been told since you were a little kid is wrong. You should be able to own any kind of type of gun you want. If you're a douchebag that goes out and does something with them to hurt people, then you should be punished for it. But no one else should be punished because we have one douchebag and, you know, the thousands of people who own guns in the United States. Okay. I just had to get that off my chest. Still love you. Hey, what are we doing a podcast? Call me. Or be around Sunday. Yeah, what the fuck are you guys doing Sunday night? I mean, no, with Sunday night, 7 p.m., 5:48. You're that busy? What the fuck are you doing? You better be getting good sex Sunday night, all right? Not beyond This Week in Gay. That's all I'm going to say. Anyhow, this is Anthony. Signing off.